Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Since it's the new year, I wanted to start off with an inspirational video, and therefore I am going to bring you more no-contact success stories. I know they're helpful when you're in no-contact to hear about other people who did it and got their ex back or heard back from their ex. But before I start, I want to remind you to be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future videos. And while you're at it, tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. All right, so the first one is actually from one of my coaching clients. And he says, my fiancé and I had been separated for exactly a month the day we had our coaching call. We are in an interracial relationship and her dad pretty much disowned her for it for about 18 months. She wanted a relationship with her father badly, so she sacrificed her happiness just to make him happy. Of course, I was crushed, but I understood. She even went on a date with a guy who she thought would get her dad's approval, and the next day she called him and said, I'm sorry, but I can't see you anymore. My heart belongs to another. She called me afterwards crying and said, I can't do it anymore. I need you in my life. You are my life. We reconciled. Yay! Her dad, well, she said, I have to be with the one man who makes me the happiest. Good for her. And yeah, this wasn't a girl in her 20s. She was actually a woman in her late 40s. So I'm surprised that this situation even came about. And obviously, it's unfortunate that racism still exists. But luckily, she made what I think is the right decision. Okay, the next one is, October 3rd, I started no contact. December 3rd, he contacted me. Very surprised, but not interested in him anymore. Thank you. See, so sometimes with no contact, you realize, you know what? Actually, I don't want to be with them anymore. And that's great, because then you can easily move on. The next one. To anyone feeling discouraged, my ex broke up with me in July, and we are back talking again, December 1st. I did no contact for about 2.5 months. It was awful and hard, but it really did end up working wonders. We're going to be living in the same city in January, and he's saying he made a mistake and wants to get back together. So things are finally looking up. The next one. I've been watching your videos on YouTube for months now, and I can say the no contact strategy has really changed things around. I was with my boyfriend for about 8 months when he broke up with me. He said it was because of distance. Yeah, it's never because of distance, or it's rarely because of distance, but that's always a good excuse. Oh, it's the distance. Sorry, it's the distance. Well, it wasn't the distance while we were dating, and now all of a sudden it is? Okay. Anyways, because of distance, as we were living in different cities at the time. But he had been really distant about a month before that, exactly. I was worried he had lost interest in me, but I decided to try no contact. He started to message and call me almost every day, and it was really tempting to fall back into it, but I did my best to ignore them because he was being lighthearted and just friendly. About 2 months, agonizingly slow, went by and I hadn't responded at all. Good for you. And he had stopped trying. But then he suddenly reached out to me saying he missed me and regretted breaking up, that he made a mistake and wanted me back, etc. Yes, see, that's what happens when you ignore insignificant texts. If they want you back, they will suddenly step it up and tell you the truth of why they're reaching out. So maybe this can give hope to those who are dealing with a long-distance breakup. It's possible to get them back. We're talking again now, and we're planning to get back together. Plans are being made to live in the same city. No contact has made me feel much less emotionally dependent on the relationship too, which was something I struggled with before. Exactly, because he broke up with you and he came back and now you feel more secure. Because, also, you didn't chase him. All right, the next story. My greatest no-contact success story is that I was able to allow me time to find out that I didn't want to be with a toxic egomaniac. I won. The other option was humiliation, and you saved me from that. Thank you very much. You're welcome very much. So again, someone else who with no contact realized, yeah, no, I don't want my ex back. That's fine. Next one. I have a lot of these, a lot of little short ones too, as you can see. Okay. After 6 long months, my ex, a female, reached out and asked me out for drinks. No contact does work, especially if the relationship was serious. You cannot bribe them, trick them, or persuade them. It has to be them coming to you. So this is for all the people that, or the guys that say that no contact doesn't work on women. Again, we have another success story. It did work on a woman. The next one, I did 9 months of no contact. It was so hard. But now that he is back, I am more secure than ever. See, again, another one feeling more secure because they did no contact. Next one. My ex contacted me after 43 days of no contact. I thought it would not be until Christmas. He said he wanted to call me every day and he loves me. We agreed to get back together and are taking things slowly. It's a good idea. All right, this one's a little longer. I have just two more. This one says, I live in Europe, my ex on the east coast of the U.S. He broke up with me 2 months ago because of distance. Yeah, it's not the distance, as I said. I went straight into no contact, good, but broke the rule after 2 weeks, bad. He was hot and cold and making me wait for his replies until one day he never replied to my text. Well, that's what happens when you break no contact, right? I then decided to go into no contact again. This time I was sure I had to, absolutely. Not to get him back, but for my own sake. On Thanksgiving, after 2 weeks of no contact, he sent me a text asking how my trip was. He knew I was traveling through the Middle East. I didn't answer. He is a control freak, and it must have killed him not to know if he still had control over me. 2 weeks later, he sent me another text. I sent you a text a while ago, and you never replied. I was feeling stronger and ready to move on, even talking to other guys. So this time I replied, and I said, oh yeah, I saw it, and I forgot to answer. Sorry. I love it. That's a great answer. Good for you. A few minutes later, he started asking how I was doing and mentioned that I had just gotten back from New York City, his city. He was like, really? Like, he couldn't understand why I hadn't contacted him. I noticed that he wouldn't leave the app we were communicating in, which is not like him. He's an attorney, and it usually would take him 30 minutes to 2 hours to respond to my texts. I had deactivated the possibility for him to see if I was online a while ago, so he wouldn't know. I left him waiting for my replies, and still, he would answer within a couple of minutes. Then I told him I had to go, honestly. I just didn't want to talk to him anymore. But wow, what a change. We aren't together, but he seems eager to get me back. This proves the no-contact rule works, even if you are far away. So another long-distance, no-contact success story. And finally, the last one. 80 days of no contact. Last Monday, she finally texted with the random, I know this sounds crazy, but can I call you? Well, today she finally started to tell me that I belong in her life. I'm taking it slow because that's what wins the race. No contact hurts, but it works. That's going to be my new slogan. No contact. It hurts, but it works. Listen to this woman, she means me. Her advice is worth its weight in gold, or he means me. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, hopefully these have been inspirational to you, and you are ready to stick to no contact and not break it, right? But in case you are having problems with it, I understand. You can contact me for a coaching session at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below. If you are listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.